This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Learning from our mistakes is certainly not pleasant. And as we repent, God will forgive us. But that doesn't mean that the consequences go away. David discovered this truth the hard way. After he sinned with Bathsheba and arranged to have her husband killed in battle, God sent Nathan the prophet to confront him. David repented, and God forgave him. But David still had to bear the consequences of his sinful actions. The child conceived from David and Bathsheba's relationship died as a consequence of David's sin. But their second son was Solomon, who succeeded David as king of Israel and who built God's holy temple. One of the most hopeful lessons from this time in David's life is that despite his sins, David wasn't disqualified from service. God didn't dismiss him as totally unworthy to serve him anymore. In fact, David was considered by God a man after his own heart. David loved God, but he was a sinner, and God used him anyway. Isn't that reassuring for all of us? In spite of our imperfections and sins, God can still use us too. Although sin is never good, sometimes the lessons we learn from the consequences of our actions lead us to be more humble and dependent on God. And that's a consequence we can live with.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Visit holylandmoments.ca and follow us on Facebook to learn more about the Jewish people, their faith, and the Holy Land. That's holylandmoments.ca.